We look lackluster, we're slow in the ball, just a real offbeat performance by us. We thought after playing so bad, we were lucky just to be a point on it, you know, when you're thinking you go out and you play in the second half. But look, the Fairly Derry second half, they were very physical, and look, they were by far the better side on the day.
I think you were 9-6 down, you had the next three scores, and possibly could have been level. Derry went two up, and then there was one. So at half time, you had a chance to sort of regroup. As you say, you were lucky enough to only be one down.
Lucky to be one down, and looking at it, you know, we had loads of unforced errors. We were making a lot of mistakes and you know, turning on these scores for Derry. And we tried to sort of fix that at half time, but look, Derry upped the ante again, I thought, in the second half. They looked very good, and they're very good on the high ball. And on the day, we had no answer for them. I thought, you know, we were on the middle eight today. Like, we were destroyed around that middle eight. You know, McBride and Oisin Kelly, I thought, done really well in Shea Cassidy, and young Collins was a good battle, you know, but Shea Cassidy has held a couple of scores, and who's probably the danger man that we were trying to cancel out. Made a good matchup with McBride. But that middle eight, Derry really came out on top in that area.
It had the sort of you score, we score feel for a while, and then Derry got their first goal, and it seemed to be a big hammer blow for use at that stage, and a massive boost for Derry.
Yes, look, a slight breeze down the pitch. Sean Kelly had a massive puck out, like, so he's clear, and you know, you can push out in their half forwards, and they'll find them, or you sit back and right over the top of everybody, you know, and the pitch is hard and it's bouncing in there. And look, they went route one a lot from that, and one bounced Declan Foley's way, and he got on the end of it in the back of the net. So hard to defend against, to say they went there a lot. We dealt with it fairly okay, but that goal of Foley's was probably game over at that stage, I felt.
And finally for me, obviously Wicklow's won last week, opened up a lot in the group, and it's now leaving it could be real scrap for that second spot, with possibly Kerry looking like the team who may top it, but maybe not, but it looks like a scrap now with everybody.
Yeah, a scrap surely. You know, you could go to scores, that's what we're disappointed about too. You know, we lost by 10 there, was it? And it could go to scores, you know, we'd be hoping to try one our last two games, you know. Derry's going to beat Meath. Meath's coming to Letterkenny with two defeats already, you know. But first and foremost, we've got to beat Roscommon to make sure we keep our status in the Christy Ring, you know. As for Kerry, like, we were well on that game last week with 14 men, and if Derry get their house in order and play like that, Kerry's not a given to come here and won, I don't think, you know.